Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
95.7 The Game Football Insider, Bay Area News Group, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Cam, good morning. Let's start with this. The Niners did not practice yesterday, but they did have to put out an injury report. Tevin Coleman would not have practiced, and then Kwon Alexander, Dee Ford, Jaquaski Tartt all listed as limited. However, on the other side of the equation, the Chiefs did practice yesterday. So take me through it. Why are the Chiefs practicing and the Niners aren't?
Well, I don't know the exact reason. We will try to ask Kyle Shanahan that tomorrow, because today we get Robert Saleh. We do not get Kyle Shanahan. He said that they were initially going to practice on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Changed it up. All I know is what he wanted to do this week was get everything in place so that by the time they took off for Miami on Sunday, the game plan would be in, and once they got down there, they would just be ironing out, you know, whatever they added to it at the last minute. But so my guess is yesterday was the coaching staff finalized preparations. Everybody watched film, more of a mental reps day than get on the field day. Give the guys an extra day to get their bodies rested. And the good news about that injury report is there was nothing surprising on it. You know, I think we all knew that Tevin Coleman was not going to be – he won't be practicing this week. He needs at least a week rest after the dislocated shoulder. Tartt's injury was just, you know, an irritation of the ribs. So the fact that he would have been limited rather than out is another good sign.
Cam, I want to ask you on the eye test. When you watch this team and you've seen 13 wins from the regular season, very good season – but as you watch him, is this the stretch where they're playing their best football on both sides of the ball, or was there another time during the year where you thought that would have been the time to peak? That's when they were playing their best.
Yeah, good question, Jim. I mean, well, first of all, they have 15 wins now because they got two extras in the last couple of weeks. I would say that they are back playing defensively how fun they were to watch that first month and a half of the season. I mean, I really enjoyed watching that pass rush get after it, and I couldn't remember the last time I really actually preferred watching the defense over an offense. And what I saw in the playoffs was that defense was right back in it. The running game, obviously, is, I think, playing better than they have all year, just what they've done these last 2 weeks. And I think the opponents catered to that. I mean, the Niners, they could have passed it more if they wanted to, but if that run defense that you're facing is terrible, then just keep running it on them, chew the clock, get the points, and get to Super Bowl.
Cam, there's a saying out that every bee that ever was partly sting and partly buzz. Is this Mahomes more buzz than sting? Can this Niner front four slow him down?
That's almost like Dr. Seuss. That was really good.
Don't you dare insult Dr. Seuss like that.
Cam, I am, before I eat my green eggs and ham, I will say that Patrick Mahomes was stinging pretty good when I saw him play the 49ers last year. I mean, I don't think I've ever gone to a game where the opposing quarterback or the opposing team put up five touchdown drives in five possessions before halftime. It was remarkable. And that's something I want to get back to this week, just talking to players, saying how much improved is this defense, or how bad was the defense that day where Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs can shred them like that? Because I know they've made significant strides over the last year and a half. Did they make enough where there's no way Patrick Mahomes is going to outgun him like that? I mean, is Kyle Shanahan going to have to come out and just go, look, we know he's going to score, so we better just score a bunch of points rather than run it? I think their strategy still is going to be, let's run it, try to keep the ball out of Mahomes' hands, and minimize the damage. But I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to have as easy a day, obviously, because, hey, the 49ers have a pass rush now.
Cam Inman joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So the last part you hit on is exactly what I wanted to ask about. They came out in both playoff games to date, and they wanted to force the running game. And as long as the running game was worth it working, they stuck with it. Some will try to make the case that maybe that's exactly what Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo is going to be expecting. That's what he's game planning for. And then boom, zig when everyone thinks you're going to zag, and here comes the passing attack. You believe that they're going to stay the course, that they want to come in, run the football, and if it's working, this game will look just like Green Bay and Minnesota.
Well, the difference is it's not going to be as obvious. I mean, I think the Titans went into Kansas City and everybody knew that Derrick Henry was their main weapon. And so the Chiefs could load up and stop Derrick Henry. Kyle Shanahan doesn't play that game. He's all about the misdirection. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of zig, a lot of zag. There's going to be a lot of different style of runs. There's going to be screens. There's going to be deep shots. I expect Kyle Shanahan to unload his playbook in this. And the fact that he hasn't had to do so the last couple weeks, I think really works well in the 49ers' favor. I think the only, the game against New Orleans where he unloaded a couple bags of trick, that was great. But there's been little nuances here and there throughout the season where there's enough plays that they've practiced and maybe had it in one or two games that they're going to be able to call upon. And it is not just going to be all run plays. They have a lot in their arsenal, and that Shanahan playbook is steep. And these guys have pretty much been in it for 3 years. Most of these guys know that playbook by now. And it'll be fascinating to watch how Kyle Shanahan attacks that defense.
Cam, Minnesota, Green Bay, Kansas City. Where does Kansas City fare better than those defenses? Not offense. We understand what Kansas City's offensive-wise and scheme-wise.
Yeah.
But defensive, against those three teams, those defenses, how do you stack up Kansas City compared to those two other defenses?
Yeah, I think one of the big questions is whether Chris Jones is going to be a real force on the interior against the Niners, whether that eliminates what they can do on the inside. And with this Niners scheme, they don't let one guy dictate how things are going to go. With Minnesota and Green Bay, you obviously had some very good edge rushers. The Niners didn't really let them get in the game. So Kansas City's also got Frank Clark, the guy that replaced Dee Ford and has had a monster season. Former Seattle Seahawk, Joe Staley knows him well. I would imagine they make sure they take Frank Clark out of the game as well. So it's not an overpowering defense. Lo, I got to ask you this. I mean, I look at the NFL, and I think we all know that the Niners got a lot better. I kind of wonder, did the rest of the league get better? Because I didn't see very many dominant teams. That's why when people say, are you surprised the Niners made it to the Super Bowl? You know, I think people thought the Chiefs had a lot of potential because of Patrick Mahomes as the reigning MVP. But I didn't see any other team during the season step up and say, we're coming after that Super Bowl. And the Niners certainly did. I don't think the league was as good this year. And I think the Niners took advantage of it, too.
No question. They did. And you just look at the talent. You thought a team maybe like in New Orleans. But I thought that they got outcoached. Mm-hmm. I thought New Orleans was a team. You know, Drew Brees is a pocket guy. They out-schemed them. They put the two edge rushers inside and got Drew Brees off his point. It wasn't that Drew Brees wasn't effective. They only ran the ball 14 times. They were in that game. So I just thought that sometimes coaches make decisions that help determine the outcome of the games.
Yeah, definitely.
Are we underappreciating Andy Reid and what he can do offensively? I know that we're all enamored of Kyle Shanahan, and we should be. He does amazing things. But is this Andy Reid's time to shine, and is that – one thing that could make the Chiefs even more dangerous than we've seen them be?
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, obviously, Andy's been an offensive genius for a long time, and we all saw what he could do. I covered a Super Bowl that Andy Reid was in when it was the Eagles playing down in Florida, right? When it was Terrell Owens playing on one leg, and that didn't go as planned against New England, but. He's got a great quarterback, Jim, with Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid knows how to kind of exploit things, and he's got a lot of offensive weapons there. Now, the Niners have really good team speed that I think a lot of people underrate, especially that their linebackers go sideline to sideline. They're quick. And I think the bigger question is how well is the secondary going to be able to keep up with those speedy receivers? But how much are they going to have to keep up with them if Andy Reid's got to deal with a pass rush that he hasn't had to face this year with the 49ers front four going at all full speed, D-Ford going against his old Kansas City Chiefs team, and he knows those guys quite well too.
Cam Inman, 95.7 The Game Football Insider Bay Area News Group with Joe, Coz, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. Cam, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for jumping on this morning.
Okay, guys, we'll talk to you from Miami. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.